better wear a tie because I was not going to, but I'm going to wear one today. And I just wanted to clarify a couple things. In the board meeting, I think you mentioned last week that he said, pray for Adam to find his identity. Believe me, folks, I know who I am. Okay, but what he said was, sometimes you're up here playing the keyboard and you're in jeans and a shirt, and other times when you preach, you're in a suit, you've got the cross going on. And I'm thinking, well, that's who I am. In my job, I wear a suit every day. As soon as I get home, I'm into something more comfortable than a suit. Okay? And I'm both these things. When I preach, I do like to wear slacks and a dress shirt. Whether I wear a tie or not, that'll come and go. Someday, who knows, I could be in jeans and an untucked shirt. Because I like that feel also. So I know what he meant. He said, well, you wear that cross around your neck. And some people feel there's a little disconnect. Well, I'm sorry for that. But I wear this for myself. My dad was a preacher. And he wore the big black robe. The little felt stripes on the side. Never knew exactly what those meant. And I'll never forget when we lived in New Mexico, he preached at a little church. And I'm going to give you an idea of how small it was. Really, it was a small congregation. There's 7 people in my family. 2 parents, 5 kids. My oldest brother, Joel, that was here last week, he didn't live here at the time. So 6 of us went to this church, and we outnumbered the congregation. That's a little church. 6 of us, 5 of them. And on the first day, he said, I don't wear this robe to impress you. I wear this robe to impress myself. And when I wear this cross, I don't wear it to impress you. I wear this to impress myself. And this is a reminder to me of how important what I'm doing is. This cross was given to me by my father. I think I was 12. Maybe 13, but I think I was 12, maybe even 11. About the same age as Austin up there. And I got this cross from my father. And so this cross is special to me. So I wear this as my reminder. I could wear another number of crosses I have, the $1.99 wooden one that I love to wear, because it's not about cost. But this one is special to me. So I wear this to impress myself, not to impress you guys. And a reminder of how special this job is and this role is here. This job is special and important to me, and I love doing that. This job is special and different to me. Well, today's scripture reading, you don't have to turn there. And actually, I would love for you guys to bring your Bibles each week. But today, I'm going to read a scripture reading. And then again, I'm just going to share my heart with you today. And I hope that's okay with you. But today's scripture reading is Psalm 118, verse 22 through 29. And I picked this because Jack says this every Sunday. And it says, a stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. For this is the day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, for we have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. So at the beginning of this year, actually it was the last Sunday in 2012, I preached a 3-part series. And I mentioned 4 areas that I would love for the church body to focus on this year. One was be revived. It came out of the scriptures and said, revive me, O Lord. One is be revived in all that we do, but the scripture also said, according to his word. So my goal is, as a church body, that we are revived this year in all we do, according to his word. Number two, let me study and learn God's word. This was also out of the scriptures, that we may study and learn and become educated on the word of God. And to study and learn, we probably have to open those more than possibly Sundays or Wednesdays. Number three was recognize and meditate on his wondrous works. Those that went on the float trip, we saw some beautiful sights. I remember floating along and looking up at just a flat rock side. And I said, man, where else are you going to see something like that? And Casey said, Australia. Never been there, wasn't aware of that. But it was beautiful. I've been in the fall when the leaves are turning. It's just a beautiful thing. But recognize and then meditate on all the wonderful things. Just like I said earlier, God has so many things that he's provided for us, that he's given us. We have to recognize those and then meditate on those and be thankful in those areas. And then the fourth thing, get in the race and run. Church, we have a race that we need to enter. And we need runners to do it. We need to run to spread God's word. We need to run to help each other out. We have prayer. We have hospital ministries. We have children's church. We have all the different things we do. Computer needs. Sound needs. Musicians, singers, teachers. We have to get in the race and run. And I have a challenge today. That all of us would fall in love today. And throughout the rest of this year. Well, I've never been in love. Great, you can fall in love for the first time. I've been in love, it didn't work out. Great, you can fall in love and we can do it right. Well, I've been in love a long time. Revive us in our love. And I'm talking about the love that you had for Jesus Christ when you first met him. When you first found out about him. When you experienced him maybe at Falls Creek for our young people. Maybe as older people, we just experienced him here at church or another church setting. Or because of our grandparents or our parents or our children. I want us simply to fall in love all over again. I want us to get back in love with Jesus Christ. With each other. With our mate. Well, you don't know how they aggravate me. I have an idea. I mean, just because I read papers and articles and stuff. I want us to fall in love with each other, with our children. I look at you guys holding your beautiful baby. You guys came in today. I said, who was that big guy? Because he was about this big last time I saw him. And they grow up. And we have such a responsibility as parents and as a church body to help our parents. Kobe, growing and growing. Austin had a birthday last week. We measure him in his closet and have all these different markings. 5 inches in the last year. They grow. Fall in love with your children again. Children, fall in love with your parents. Oh my gosh, you should see the faces from the front row. I've got a list of things I want us to fall in love with, but it's simple. It's our neighbors. And God, let me tell you, he had a challenge for me today. Because who of all people pulled out right in front of me? My neighbor. He stopped a house and a half down and just sat there in the middle of our half-lane road. I mean, the thing's wide enough to get your car down and not much more. I don't know what he was doing. I couldn't see. He had this big work truck. And I thought, thank you, Austin, for being with me and keeping me where I need to be. And I thought, God, this is funny. Actually, I thought that a few miles down the road. And then he finally creeped all the way down to 10th Street, down the dead end there. Then he pulled out. I thought, oh, thank goodness, he's going down 10th. Until he turned left down Anderson. He was going 10 miles under the speed limit. And again, I'm honest, I'm a sheep. And I thought, do I zoom past him knowing who I am? No, God said, be patient. He's your neighbor. Love him. I thought, thank you, Lord. And so I followed him all the way to I-40. And then he got to the first stop sign at Reno and 10th. And he stopped there. Here came another car. And what did he do? Waved him through. I thought, come on. And truthfully, he was already out in the intersection when he stopped. Then he waved them on. Then he went very slowly. Not one car got in between us two. It was just me and him all the way down to I-40 and Anderson. And he did that at two stop signs. I don't know if he didn't know, whatever. But when I looked at my list, I thought, love our neighbor. Thank you, Lord, for that valuable lesson. It's difficult sometimes. Our neighbors across the street, Jack talks about that, said, love our neighbors. Some in the church said, I've got a real problem with that. I thought, love your neighbor. What's the problem? And I'm just being honest. We don't have to agree with what they do, but we're called to love our neighbors. We're called to love our enemies. And those enemies are people that have hurt us, that have hurt our family members. And God calls us to love them. He calls us to love this church building. Every now and then you just come in, you come in, you come in. It's like 20-foot tall walls. When the lights are down, they look kind of gray. We had gray carpet. We had gray chairs. I thought, man, it's like a gray warehouse in here. But little by little, as we do things, but as you come in, I was thankful, this is my church. This is my church. And by that I mean our church. I don't mean mine. This is our church. And I'm proud of it because it's here and it's serving. And we make changes to the front, to the stage, and the carpet, and the back. We have a couple more changes that we'll be doing hopefully soon that are already taken care of. We just need to finish them. And then I understood as I looked at these different lists, oh, that's what Jack means when he talks about the gardens being your pulpit. Because that's your area. Need lawnmowers. Lori Bellflower. Thank God for Lori Bellflower cleaning the church. When you walk in and you not only see a clean building, but you can smell a clean building. I went without a cleaning lady in one of my stores for a month and a half. And I was so thankful when I got a cleaning lady that said, I'm kind of particular on cleaning. Is that okay? Yes, absolutely. Let's fall in love with our building, our church. Young people, fall in love with each other. And I'm not talking boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm talking about friends, building friendships, honoring one another, respecting one another. I know as we get older and we get in school, which is starting some people tomorrow, others in a week or two, I know that gets difficult because as we get older, it's real hard to say, man, it's my friend. I love my friend. Well, you love him. Fall in love with people. Fall in love with our family. Parents, love your children. Children, love your parents. Fall in love with your families. I told you guys a couple weeks ago, my oldest brother just came back to town. And I looked at it and said, man, the prodigal son has returned. And I'm so thankful he's here. And Cindy said, this is family. And she recently lost her father. You don't get those chances back, people. You do not get those chances back. Tell them you love them. Show them that you love them. I just want to share my heart today. My heart is that we fall in love. We fall in love with Jesus Christ. We fall in love with the Bible and studying. We fall in love with the idea that says we should pray for ourselves and for one another. We fall in love with this church building. We take care of it. We give to it. We tithe to it. We fall in love with others that are less fortunate. And we help them. And we give to them. Jack said over the years, I just said I'm not going to ask for money from the pulpit. And I remember at times when it's come up, some people said, oh, that's the one Sunday I came and they always ask for money. I'm thinking one time out of 20-some years, probably not too bad. I don't know that I will or won't ask for money for the church building. Certainly we'll have special events or missions that I think is appropriate to ask for money for. But I also believe if our church has a need, I'm going to mention it. We have a need, guys. And it's financial. And all it is to say, please be obedient to giving. God's Word talks about tithing, 10%. And we simply ask that you be obedient to that. If we're obedient to that, the Bible says we're to tithe to do His work, to do His ministry. If we're obedient to that, God will do the rest. There will always be needs for us. Jack said, what's the biggest difference, the biggest change you see in the future? And he asked me this several months ago. I said, Jack, I only know of one. We're going to continue doing what he did, and that's preach the gospel. We're going to continue to love on each other. But we're going to end about 30 minutes earlier. Okay? I just believe that's what we're going to do. With that in mind, would you bow your heads as we close today? Father, I thank you for each person here today. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity and responsibility you've given Eric and I to lead this church. Lord, I ask that not only be with us as we serve you in humility, but Lord, that you be with the congregation as they learn a different shepherd's voice. Lord, that they receive that shepherd's voice. Lord, we know that Pastor Jack is the founder and the leader of this church since its beginning, will be sorely missed. We know that we cannot replace him, and that each one of us is different. Lord, I just ask you to bless this church. Bless its leadership, its board, its members, to continue preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and taking it to different places. Serving this community, this city, this state, this country, and this world, Lord. As we follow the Great Commission, making disciples throughout the world. Lord, for those that struggle with the change in leadership, I just ask you to give them peace and give them comfort. Lord, that we grow together as a body, as a family, become closer and stronger knit, working together, each one doing their part. And Lord, finally, we just come today asking you to help us fall in love all over again or revive us, whatever it takes to be in love with you in your work, loving our neighbors, loving our enemies, loving our church, our schools, our families, our friends, our children, our parents, our spouse. Lord, just help us grow in love again. Lord, I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for just allowing me to share my heart just a little bit. Eric will bring the message next week. Thank you. Have a great week. You are dismissed. If we have any visitors or first-time guests, just meet me right down here. We do have something we would like to give you. Thank you.